Today's daf is Soita Daf Chav Zayin, and we are at the last line of Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis Amar Shmuel. Today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas Chaim Alaz Ben Yibadol Chaim Reb Shimshon Aryeh. Zok to Gemara Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said Yisa Adam Duma Va'al Yisa Bas Duma. A person can Bidiyeved, emphasis on Bidiyeved, marry a woman that's a Duma. Rashi says a Duma is a woman that people are spreading rumors maybe is a Zayna. So says Shmuel that in a Bidiyevet situation, a person can marry a woman like this. However, Va'al Yisa Bas Duma, a person should never marry the daughter of such a woman. What's the difference? Shezu Ba Mitipa Ksheira, this Duma, even if she's a Zayna, worst case scenario, at the very least, her yichus is a kasher yichus. No one's questioning her mother, her father. So, at the very least, she comes from tipik sheira, the zoo. However, the daughter of the duma, bami tipa psula. There's a possibility that maybe she comes from tipa psula. Rashi says, we know where her mother is. The mother is the duma. But we don't know who this girl's father is. Maybe he's a mamzer. Maybe he's an oivet yechavim. And as a result, said Shmuel, in a worst case scenario, Yisa Duma, but even in a worst case scenario, don't marry a Bas Duma. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said just the opposite. Yisa Adam Bas Duma. A person can, in a Bidiyevet situation, marry the daughter of a Duma. Va'al Yisa Duma. However, never marry a Duma. Why? Shezuay Medes Becheskes Kashras. Because the Bas Duma, what are you worried about? You don't know who her father is? There's a cheskes kashrus. Rashi says, "Roiv be'ilois acher abal." So that even though this Bas Duma's mother was a Duma, and we know that there's a chance that maybe she had an illicit relationship, but it's mistaber that this child was born not from that man that she may have had a relationship with, but rather from her husband, because it's a roiv. Roiv be'ilois acher abal. And as long as we know that the Bas Duma's father is an ish kasher, this girl herself is going to have a cheskes kashrus. However, as it relates to the Duma herself, the zu eino emed is cheskes kashrus. She herself does not have a cheskes kashrus, meaning we know for a fact that this is a woman that is being mezana, and as a result, you don't want to be married to a woman that's going to be mezana. Why? Obviously, you don't. But even besides for that, because in the event that she's going to be mezana berotzen, she's going to have a din of a soita who's asa labal. That's a little bit why we're talking about this now. But the bottom line is that says Rabbi Yochanan, then in a bidiyevet situation, I could hear marrying a bas duma, but never marry a duma. Bottom line: to marry a duma is a bidiyevet. To marry a bas duma is a bidiyevet. The question is, in a worst case scenario, can you marry a duma? Can you marry a bas duma? And in terms of one versus the other, which would be the worst of the two evils? It was a machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel said, Yisa Adam Duma, in a Bidiyevet situation, you can marry a Duma, but never marry a Bas Duma. What's Shmuel worried about? He's worried about the Yichas of the Bas Duma. Rabbi Yochanan said just the opposite. Yisa Adam Bas Duma, in a Bidiyevet situation, you can marry a Bas Duma, while Yisa Duma, never marry a Duma. Rabbi Yochanan's not worried about the Yichas, because Roy Bila Sachar Abal, so based on Roy, then Chazaka, you have nothing to worry about. As far as the Duma, never marry a Duma, because this is a woman that's mezana. How can you be married to a woman that's mezana? Maybe she will be mezana, and if that's the case, she'll be usher to you, and it comes out you're living with a woman, be'isser, so therefore a person should never marry a Duma. So again, according to Shmuel, you could marry a Duma, you can't marry a Bas Duma. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you can marry a Bas Duma, you can't marry a Duma. I'll ask you a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from Mefurish Abraisa. No, you say, Adam Duma. The Abraisa says you can marry a Duma. So that's a raya to what Shmuel said. Yis Adam Duma. It's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan said, you can marry a Bas Duma, but never marry a Duma. Amar Rava, so Rava said, you're asking a kasha from this Braisa on Rabbi Yochanan as if you fully understand this Braisa. As if this Braisa is a properly edited Braisa. You know it's not. Why? But this, bro. Let me ask you a question. The Braisa said, no yisei Adam Duma. You're in Shaduchim, you're looking to marry someone, find a Duma. Could that be? No yisei lechatchila? Of course not. What do you have to say? Ella imnasa. You must edit the Braisa, because the Braisa is for sure not encouraging you to marry a Duma, which is what it sounds a little bit like. Rather, what it must mean is imnasa, meaning you're editing the Braisa. And what's the Braisa saying? That if you marry a Duma, so b'di'evet, you could stay married to her. Oh, once you're editing the Braisa, so toni nami bas Duma, then you could just do a second edit already and say that the Braisa wasn't coming to say that if you marry a Duma, then b'di'evet, it's going to be okay. But rather, if you marry a bas Duma, then b'di'evet, it's going to be okay. Now, we're not going to go too much into this, but the Achrayna mucha a little bit, just posh pshat in the Gemara. And that is that The Gemara Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, don't marry a Duma. It says, Noisei Adam Duma. So the Gemara says, oh, you have to edit and say, not Noisei Adam Duma, but rather, B'di'evit, if you married a Duma, you could stay married. As if to say, there would have been a Havamina, maybe you can't stay married. Kamash one, you could stay married. You would think that that in and of itself would be a good teretz to the Kasha. The Kasha was Rabbi Yochanan said, don't marry a Duma. The Braisa says, you could marry a Duma. The Braisa just means, B'di'evit, if you marry a Duma, you could stay married. Is that not true according to Rabbi Yochanan? Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan holds Al Yisa Adam Duma to the point that even B'di'evit, if you marry a Duma, you have to give a get. Rabbi Yochanan never said that. So why would you think that? But you see from the Gemara that's the case. Because the Gemara wasn't tefridin by simply changing the tense of the Braisa and saying that the Braisa doesn't mean you can marry her, but simply means, B'di'evit, if you marry her, it's okay. The Gemara felt that it had to make a second edit to make the Braisa work, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Tani Nami, once you're making one edit, make a second edit. And say that the Braisa means Bas Duma, and what the Braisa is saying is that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, B'di'evit, if you marry a Bas Duma, you could stay married to her. But it sounds then like, according to Rabbi Yochanan, not only can't you marry a Duma, but even B'di'evit, if you would marry a Duma, you wouldn't be allowed to stay married to the Duma. Ayin b'keren oiru u'b'shar achroinim for a little bit of a further analysis. But the bottom line is, we have a machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. The hilchza, what's the halacha? Yisa adam bas Duma, v'al yisa Duma. The halacha is, like Rabbi Yochanan, that in a B'di'evit situation, you can marry a Bas Duma, but never marry a Duma. The Tani Rav Tachlifa bar Marava, k'mei de Rav Avo. And it's based on a braisa that Rav Tachlifa bar Marava, Rav Tachlifa wasn't the son of Marava, but he was a Bar Marava. He came from Eretz Yisrael, and he said the following to Rabbi Avol. He said, "Isha mezana bonem ksherim. A woman that's mezana, her children remain kosher. Why? Because roiv beilo is achrabal. Because there's a roiv that says roiv beilo is achrabal. And based on that, even though we know this woman's a mezana, still her children are going to remain kosher. But Rav Amram had a shail regarding this rule of roiv beilo is achrabal, which, by the way, underpins a lot of the Torah. Meaning, how does a person know who his father is? Kabir esavicha v'asimecha. How do you know who your father is? Maka ava v'imoy. The sugyas of Yibum, etc. How do does a person really know who his father is? The teretz is, he knows who his mother is, and roiv be'ilois achraba. So Rav Amram had a very fundamental question. Hoysa prutza b'yoyser ma'u. What happens if there's a woman, she's a prutza b'yoyser? Meaning, we know that this woman is a prutza. Not just a prutza, you have to be medayik losh and agamara. She's prutza b'yoyser. Do you have the roiv bilas acharabal, or do we say a woman that's a prutza b'yoyser, all her children are going to be questionable? So the Gemara says as follows: Aliba the mandama in isha misaberes ela samach levesto. According to the mandama that says that a woman usually becomes pregnant from the bia that happens right before her vest. Loiti boilach. According to that mandama, there's no shaila, because for sure, a woman that's a prutza b'yoyser does not have a roiv bilas acharabal. The lo yodaba, because the husband has no way of knowing when her vest is going to be. For lo yimintala, has no way of watching her. She's a prutza b'yoyser, and as a result, there's no cheshbin that there should be a roiv bilas acharabal. Ki tibay luchal libi demanda amay einish to misaberes alo samach leti vlaso. The shayla is according to mandama that holds that a woman usually becomes pregnant from the bia that happens samach leti vlaso, right after she comes out of the mikvah. My, what's the halacha? I mean, here there's a svara to say that a prutza b'yoyser would have roiv bilas acharabal, because maybe kiven the yodaba, being that he knows the time that she's probably going to become pregnant, senaturi mantala, during that time he watches it. Meaning, this man knows he's married to a prutza b'yoyser, but what's he supposed to do? He can't watch her the whole day. But at the very least, during that time, the critical time when he knows that a bia may result in a child, so good, then he'll know to watch her. And being that that's an identifiable time, because einisha misaberes elos samach l'tfilah, so he knows when she had her tfilah, so he knows when to watch her. So maybe, even though she's a prutz of a yoyser, that's a shmira, and you would have the roiv bilas acharabal. Or you don't know, maybe keeping the prutz of a yoyser alive, the halacha therefore would be, maybe that there is no roiv at all. Take what the Gemara says for this, tishbi yataritz gushes v'yibayis, we don't know whether or not a prutz of a yoyser, according to that manda amar, is going to have the halacha roiv bilas acharabal. But really, this last Gemara that we just learned is very interesting Gemara. And that is that we take for granted that there's an inyan of roiv bilas acharabal. But you see, it's not always the case. The Gemara had an ibaya, and on one side, it's pasha to the Gemara that an isha that's a prutza b'yoyser would not have this halacha of roiv bilas acharabal, and that would mean that the children of this woman would suddenly be questionable. This halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Ebene Ezer, Simen Dalet, Siftez Vav. The Mechaber says, Ish is ish. married woman, she yotza leh koil, shehoisa mezanat achas bailas. There's no eden, but there's rumors that this eishes ish is being mezanat. Va'koil miranin in acharea, and everybody's talking about her. Ein choyshe shen lubonel shemehe mamzeir. Says the Mechaber, we're not chayish, then maybe her children are mamzeir. Why? She roiv be'ilois toilin bebat. Meaning, even if we accept the rumor, so we accept that there are definitely be'ilois that are happening not from the Baal, but alzen nema roiv. That is what Roiv means. Roiv acknowledges there are. We know for sure this woman's being mezanah. It's not the question. It's not like we're saying we don't trust the rumor. We do trust the rumor. But afal pikein, Roiv bilasachar abal, and therefore, the halacha is that the children are going to be kosher. Aval hi ba'atzma, as it relates to the woman herself, choshesh shalom yishum zayna. We do treat her as a zayna. The koyin choshesh shalom entire, and a koyin who's not allowed to marry a zayna, midai reisna would not be allowed to get married to this woman. The yisrael and the yisrael imroitzel lisrachik min akira. If he doesn't want to get involved in something that's obviously kiras and chanami, he should not have anything to do with this woman. If he's ever read this shidduch years later, he should have married. Says the mechaber. The imhi prutzav yoiser. Let's say this woman wasn't stam a woman that they're spreading rumors that maybe she was mazana. But we know that this woman's a prutzav yoiser. Choshesh en aflubanim. So then we're chayish even for the children. This is this halacha, the mekor resoita, the avchav zayin amar aleph, that when there's a woman that's a prutzav yoiser, she loses the roiv be'ilois achrabal. Now the truth is that if you look in the Beis Shmuel brings that really, as it relates to this halacha, comes from the sugi that we just learned. It's a very, very big machlokes rishonim, and he brings a very big chiddush from the Mariv Vayil that said that even though there is a sugi in Soita Daf Chav Zayin that says that a woman that's a prutza b'yoitzer doesn't have roi bilos achrabal, that's only as it relates to the isurei kohuna, where you find mala asu b'yuchsin, and when it comes to kohuna, you find certain chumras. But as it relates to chash mamzeres, they're not. This is considered a very, very, very big chiddush of the Beis Shmuel, that the poit noisekelim and the poiskim and the shoyalim umeshivim were all very busy with in real life halacha lemaisa questions. But this is not halacha lemaisa meredendach. But bottom line is the mechaber brings this halacha that a woman that's a prutza b'yoyser, it could be she's going to lose the roiv bilas achrabal. But I'll tell you one beautiful Mar Mokim that the Marat Tzchiyah says right here in this Agoyis, on this Gemara. It tells you a sugi mesech this psochim daf pezayin, which is a little bit of Divrei Agada, which is really a pirush on psukim menach. It's Sefer Hosheya. So Sefer Hosheya begins with a nevuah that the Navi Hosheya had. And really, the nevuah is something that's hard to understand. Tchilas diber Hashem bo Hosheya. So Hashem comes to Hosheya, he reveals himself for the first time. Hashem told Hosheya, "Lech kach lecha eishe zununim. I want you to go find a zayna and marry her. V'yaldei zununim. And I want you to have a child or children with this zayna. Ki zonoi sizne ha'aretz me'achrei Hashem." There's an nimshul to this mashal. But the bottom line is, Hashem tells Hosheya, I want you to go marry a zayna. Now the background is that Hosheya had been telling the Eibishta that Kodesh Baruch, look at Klai Yisrael, they're not behaving properly. What do you need them for? Just get rid of them. And why don't you just start with a new nation? We'll get a clean, fresh start, a whiteboard. And like this, we could build a nation that's going to be proper, that's not going to be over the Gimel Averis Chamurois. So Hashem wanted to send Hosheya a message. And the way he sent him a message was, Kach lecha ishen zanunin, v'yaldi zanunin, find a zayin, marry her, have children with her. And leading up to what Hashem wants to tell Hosheya. So I'm just picking up in the Gemara. Psochem pei zayinam ad beis. L'achash anol d'loi shnei banam u'bas achas. After Hosheya had two sons and a daughter from this woman, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hosheya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Hosheya, Hosheya, you know, you're a Navi. You're married. You have a family. Shouldn't you take a lesson from your Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu? Shekimet shedibarti imoy. As soon as I started communicating with him, he was a Navi. Pirish min ha'isha. He was pirish from ishtai. Af ata b'dai la'atzmacham imena. I think the appropriate thing for you to do would be to be pirish from your wife. Am aloi. So Hosheya turns to Hashem and says, Rebbeinu sholeilam. Yesh li banim imena. I have children. Ve'inani yochel ho'itziya. V'loi l'garsha. I can't just... I have a family. What do you want me to do? Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Hosheya, Uma'at. Madachiu. She'ishtach ha'zoyna. Your wife is a zayna. Ubanecha bnei zinuna. And your children are the children of a zayna. Ve'inata yodea im shalchahim im shalachereim. And you have no idea if your children are yours or they belong to somebody else. Kaar. And you still feel you can't divorce a Yisrael sheheim bonai. Klai Yisrael that are my children. Bnei bechunai. Bnei Avram Yitzchak v'yachid. Echad me'arba k'yonim shekonisi ba'ilami. Etc. etc. You expect me to go ahead and get rid of Klai Yisrael. This was the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to Hosea. Freak the Marshal in his Agoyis Chachma Shleim on this Gemara Pesach and Pesayin on the days. I don't understand. Hashem tells Hosea, you don't know if your children are your children. Of course you know they're your children. Roy Bila Sachar Abal. So even if it's true she's a Zayna, but at the same time there's a Raif. That's a halacha. So what would be the suffix? Zok the Marshal. L'shoyne Yazof Apa Pisha Roy Bila Sachar Abal. Hacha. Shahoye Zoke. Being that Hosea was an older person, Shani, it's different. And it's for that reason that the Eibishter told him, you don't know who your children are, because you don't have a Roi Bila Zachar Abel based on the fact that you're an older person. A Zokin doesn't have Roi Bila Zachar Abel. Freit Rav Tzvi Hashchayes, because he's a Zokin, he should have said better. He married an Isha Zayna. This Isha Zayna seemed to be a Prutz of the Yosef. In fact, if you look at the Pesukim, it seems like this was a woman that was a well-known Zayna. So if this woman is a well-known Zayna, she's Zichar a Prutz of the Yosef, she's a Prutz of the Yosef. Vostaf the Marshal Onkumin. Why does he have to say because he was a Zokin? Say better, say because she was a Prutz of the Yosef. Ayin Barat Zchias is a very long Haggah on this note, just a very, very nice Mar. Welcome to our Gemara. Now, Grada, it comes out a very big Kiddush from this Marshal. And that is a person that's a Zokin, someone that's an older man, doesn't have anymore the Roiv Bila Sachar Abal. Now, that's a really, really big Kiddush. And this is something that the Noitz HaKelem and the Poskim discuss, not for now, but there's a fascinating tshuva in the Noitz of Yehuda. This is one of the classic Noitz of Yehuda tshuvas. It's in Evin Ezem Adura Kama Simin Samach Tes. The mice over there was a couple, they were married for 7 years and they had no children. The husband became very, very sick. He was not the lomos, and eventually he died. 9.5 months later, after this man died, his wife gave birth to a child. The Noda B'Yehuda gives you the dates in the tshuva. The man died Erev Shchodesh Sivan, Shtekel Davar B'Itai, Tfilas Hashla, and then on Tesvav Adar of that year, a baby girl was born to this woman. Now, why did it make such a difference? The reason is because this man had died with no children. However, he had a brother that was 3 years old, which meant that the woman was a skukal yibam and had to wait until this brother got older to be able to do chalitza. She was going to be an aguna now for many, many years. She tainted, I had a child, and the child came from my husband, and as a result, I never fell a yibam. And she felt that this was her raya, that she's allowed to get married. Lamaisa, the Litzani Hadar, all tainted, that it doesn't make any sense. It's not possible that it came from the husband. And as a result, they said, you obviously had Yaldei Zanunim, and if that's the case, you're Zakuk Liyibon, the child is apostle, but the bottom line is, you're not allowed to get married. And really, they had a whole bunch of tainas. The first taina was, they're married for 7 years, they never had any children. Punk, mamish, this 9.5 months after your husband died, all of a sudden now you had a child, it just doesn't seem very reasonable. Another time that they had was, there were edim that this woman had gone to the mikveh 2 weeks after her husband had died, which meant that at the time that the husband died, she definitely was not pregnant, because a muberes is mesulak es damim, so why would she go into the mikveh? So this was like a very, very strong reglaim ledover. And besides, it was very unlikely that she could have had a child from this man during the last kufa, like achris hayomim of his life. And the reason is because, A, he was very, very sick. And it didn't seem that it was something that was going to be shayach, mitzad him, to be able to father a child. For oid, they had shomrim there the whole time. The Noidibudu says, k'minig Yisrael, that when someone is noitolomus, they make sure there's always people there, so yitzias neshama would happen together with a chabur of people. So the whole thing seemed very, very unlikely, and the oilam fell based on that. And not just that, there were rumors that they had seen this woman traveling with a certain man for sure in a state of yichutz, and they even knew who they thought the father of the child was. The bottom line is, this was a very, very big asik. The Noida B'Yehuda wrote a tshuva. It's a classic. His lashon is v'oimrani itzodo shari yola alma v'yotzim ezikas yibum. He said chas v'sham to possible woman. He says all these times. They will sound like nice stories, but at the end of the day, in halacha, none of these times are oiskahalten. And he goes through it methodically and systematically, kedarki b'kodesh, with incredible koyach de'atera. He says they're married 7 years, they didn't have children, so that means what? That means any couple that's married for 7 years didn't have children, all of a sudden they have a child, we have to be chayish that maybe the child is a child possible? So never heard of such a thing. It says maybe 1 year. Maybe 1 year should be the cutoff line. Maybe a half year. When did we ever hear such a thing? That's not a real taina. There's no taina in the world that says that if a couple's married for a certain period of time, they had no children, all of a sudden now they have a child after many years, we suddenly have to be chayish for that. He says, you can't even say words like this out of your mouth. Chalila, it's not a kosher taina, and you have no right to ever say something like that. The fact that she went to the mikveh, a muberes is mesulak is daman, but there are many, many muberes that aroya dam. He said he spoke to doctors in Prague and they told me they know pregnant women throughout their entire pregnancy, they're shayfasta. So mehecha teisin, that's a taina of woman's going to lose her cheskes kashrus because of something like this. And he says the fact that the man was sick and he was very, very shvach, and based on that, you want a taina that this is a raya, that he's not the father of the child. He says, first of all, I could spin that story just the opposite. This couple was married for 7 years, they had no children. Obviously, there was an issue. Maybe Dafka, when he got sick, the metzius changed a little bit, and machmas chayli, all of a sudden, he was able to have a child. He says he discussed it with the Reifim, they said they could hear such a thing. They explained to him scientifically, medically, how something like this would be possible. So he says, adirabba, the fact that the child was born mamish when he was sick, I think supports the Indian a little bit. But he says, just because a person is a zakein and just because he's a chayla, this is where it's negay, arayg a little bit. This is where the Nei Behuda said, there's no such thing based on a shach in your day, a simen shim lamed hey. And this is where the Nei Behuda wrote a very important hayrala dairis, which is me'inyan into what we're talking about, that just because a person's old and just because he's a chayla, it doesn't necessarily mean that if something would happen to his wife, she'd become a muberes, suddenly you would have to be chayish. I got one of the geshmak ketainas that the Nei Behuda says in this tshuva, he said, says that you're telling me that it's poshut to you that this child was born not from the husband. Let's accept that hanacha. But how do you know the child became pregnant from his nus that happened after the man died? Maybe it happened while he was still alive, Ba'achris Yomov. And I'll say better. She's a shtickle of zayna here, right? So maybe she was already a zayna while he was alive. If she was a zayna while he was alive, she's a saita. A saita doesn't fall a yibam. She's potem in a yibam and a chalitza. So he says, Mamanav shacht is going to be no chiv chalitza. Because on the tzad that the husband is the father of the child, so she had a child. And on the tzad that she's a zoina, she's a saita. So saita, we know tumaksiba karayas. So on that side also, maybe she doesn't fall a yibam. So I've too stalled him to say that she doesn't fall a yibam. It's a svek svekel a hatter. It's a classic tshuva. But the bottom line is, we're saying grace of chidushim here, we're digressing, and the sugya of Rav Be'ilas Achrabah. The first grace of chidush was saying, about this is a mafurish gemara, and that is that an isha that's a prutz of a yoiser, you don't say roiv beilois achra about. It's brought down a shulchan aruch and have an ezra simen dalut. The second chiddush is the marshal in psachim dape zayin, which in the world of the Nei Behuda wasn't so mikubal, and that is it could be someone that's already older or maybe a chayla in situations like that. It could be you wouldn't have any more the roiv beilois achra about, and if there was a situation where you had to be chayish, then maybe there was a znus. Maybe in that case you wouldn't just simply be able to pull out the roif and to be soymechan. It's Zokta Gemara Vayta. The Elu Shebezim V'chula. So we're still referring back to the long mission at the beginning of the parak. And the very end of the mission said that there's a situation that sometimes Bezdin will offer up a kinoy on behalf of the husband. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush not that Bezdin can warn someone, but it's a chiddush that it has a tiras kinoy. Torah says that the husband's supposed to be the one that does the kinoy. That Bezdin could do the kinui as well. Now, when would Bezdin do it? So the Mishnah said, Mishen is charish bailo. If the husband becomes a charish, he can't talk. Oy nishtat, he becomes a shaita. So it's not something that he's capable of doing. Oy shayachavish bebeisa asura. And then the Mishnah had a machloikis. The Tanakhama said, Loi lahashkoisa amru. This that you find that Bezdin could do kinui doesn't mean that she'd be able to drink the meisaita based on the kinui. Elo lepoisla miksubasa. It just means that she would have a din of a salvic saita, she would be possible. Rabbi Yossi said, no. Aflashkoisa, that we could be mitzarif the kinui of Bezdin to her drinking the meisaita. Now, Bezdin can't be mashkar, but if the husband ever emerges and he's in a position where he could be mashkar, we'd be able to combine, merge the kinui of Bezdin together with the husband now, and she drink from the meisaita. So the Gemara is going to elaborate on this. Tanu Rabbanon, ish. It says in the Torah, ish. Tab Rabbanon, Yisov, Emar Talem, ish, ish. Ki siste ishtoi, umma loibo. Matam olema ish, ish. Why the Torah have to write ish, ish? L'rabbis, ish is cheresh, v'ish is shoyte, v'ish is shiyamum, v'shaholach baylum dina sayam, v'shahoyu chavish v'beis ha'asurim, sh'bezdin mekandolam, l'poysam l'ksubasan. It's coming to be married, but the Bezdin sometimes can do a kinu. Yochel aflash goyzen. I would think the Bezdin could even be mashka, and ish atam olema, Vehevi ho ish es ishto. It has to be the husband. So we have a ribo ish ish to tell me that bezin can do kinoi, but as it relates to the hashka, only the husband can do the hashka. Rabbi Yosi says afla hashka. He says no, that even bezin could be mashka, meaning ulik sheyetzei baylam ibeis asurim yashken. Bezdin's kinoi can be mitzurif with the husband being mashka, and together she'll drink from the meisaita. But my kumifliki, what's this machloikis? Whether we can be mitzarif bezdin's kinoi to ashka or not? Rabbanon sabi, the Rabbanon hold beinam the kino vehevi. The Rabbanon hold that you need that the kino and the hevi should be from the same person. So the only time the husband can be a vehevi is if the husband himself was the one that was the vikine. But if Bezdin was the vikine, then the husband can't be the vehevi. So you need the same person that's being vehevi being the vikine. Rabbi Yosi sov, Rabbi Yosi holds loy beinon vikine vehevi. It doesn't have to be the same person. And as a result, you could have Bezdin doing the kinoi, and you could have the husband doing the vehevi. Tan Rabba, another braisa. Ashnetista isha tachas isha. So it says ashnetista isha tachas isha. Isha is the woman, tachas isha. But a mapike means tachas ish shalom. So isha is the man. So you have the same pasuk that mentions the woman and the man. Isha is the woman, isha is the man. It's coming to be makish, the man to the woman, and the woman to the man. Lahakish ish l'isha l'isha l'ish. L'may hilchasa, with regards to what halacha is this true? Incidentally, the Gemara brought this on Daf Chav Dalet on the days, and Rashi said, b'raisehi b'shili pirkam, v'hasam etharish l'may hilchasa. So here's the Bahasim right here. So what's in a gay of this hekish? I'm Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said the first halacha that we learn from this hekish. G'shem she im hu suma loy hoya mashke. Just like if he was a suma, if the husband's a suma, he can't be mashke his wife to mei saita. What's the makar to this? The chesiv, the pasuk says v'nelam me'enei isha, meaning that the man has to be able to see. Punk. This nos happened. Vanilla may ain't a issue. But you learn from here that he has to be able to see. So too, if she's a sumo, she wouldn't drink either. So we have a makar that if the man's a sumo, he can't be mashko. The hekesh between the isha and the isha teaches me that if she's a sumo also, she's not going to drink. Incidentally, who said this? Rav Sheshes said this, who himself was a sumo. Rav Ashi says, k'shem shechigeres v'gidemes l'yoyse shay. So what we're coming to say is that just like if the woman was a chigeres, she was a gidemes, so she's a woman that doesn't have a foot, or she's a chiger, she wouldn't drink. The pasuk says, "Vehemet akoyin es isha lifnei Hashem v'nasan al kapel." So she has to be a woman that's able to stand lifnei Hashem. Kachu, so to him, im hoya chiger or gidim. So to if he was a chiger or a gidim, lo hoya mashka, he would not be able to be mashka. Marav Ashi Amar, different halach. Shem she lemes lo hoya shoyso. Just like if she was an ilim, she would not drink tachsid because the pasuk says, "Vamra isha amen amen." She has to be able to talk. Kachim hoya ilim. So to who if him, if he's, which is who, if he's an Elaim, Lehoya Mashka, he would not drink. The bottom line is, three potential halachas that we learn out from this hakish. Number one, they both have to be able to see. Number two, they both have to be able to stand. Number three, they both have to be able to talk, even though really for each one of these, we only know by one of the two, but we're makish ish le'isha, the isha le'ish, to teach me this halacha. So, we are ending now the fourth parak of Masech, the Soita, Hagun Halacha Rusa. I just want to add one ha'ara to some of the inyanim that we spoke about in the last few dafen, right? And that is that yesterday we spoke a lot about if a man is mekana is ishtoi, al tistriyam ishploini, and ishploini is a katan. So it's learned out from a pasuk, and we learn from there that ish lemute katan, that if someone is mekana ishtoi from a katan, so the halach is that the kinoi is not going to be a kinoi. Achloikis, Rambam and Tosfos, what the definition of katan is. Does katan mean he's not bar mitzvah? Or the Rambam seems to say that katan means he's less than 9 years old, and that was the epic Beis Halevi that we spoke out in yesterday's raid. The Rambam in Perek Beis and Hilchos Soita lists the 15 noshim that we referenced briefly yesterday, where the halacha is that these women are not ru'uyos lishtois. However, the kinoi and the stira are chal, so that these women become also to their husband. The Elohim and Noshim she'enon ruin lishtois, afalpi shehi roitza lishtois, upaylo roitza lashkoisa, elo yoitzes b'lo yksuba, mishiyavayu edei stira achar edei kinoi, ve'yosra baleim lo'olam v'chamesh esrei noshin heim, ve'elohim. And the Rambam goes through the list. Arusa, v'shemeres yavam, v'ktane eshes agadol, v'gdoilo eshes akatan. Says the Rambam, in the event that the man is a katan, he's married to a gdoila, and he tells his wife, there's a katan. He tells his wife, Al tistri amish ploini, The halacha is, it's chal, kinu, and stira that she's going to be aser. She loses her ksuba, but at the same time, there's not going to be ashka. Now the Rambam, in the next halacha, he brings the mekoyros to all 15 of these noshim that he mentioned. So the Rambam goes through all 15. When it comes to gedoyla, eishas hakatan, says the Rambam, that it says isha, prat le'eishas katan. What does isha mean? She has to be the wife of a man. As opposed to Eishes Katan, right? This is Isha with a mapeke. She has to be the wife of a man. Prat le Eishes Katan. Freak the Michas Chinuch a mitzvah shin samachay. Reboina da alma kulo. You need a posik, a Rambam, to tell me that if a Katan is married to a woman and he does kinu v'stira, she doesn't become a Sofik Soit, a Katan can't get married. So if a Katan can't get married, this whole marriage is a chuk of a tlula. A Katana can get married. A Katana can get married midday raisa if her father is makabal kedusha on her behalf. As biti nasati lishazeh. Chazal were mechadish kedusha miyun on behalf of a Katana that's a yesoimah. Al yidei achia, ima, or echa mishar kroi voiseha. But a Katan can never get married. So if a Katan can never get married, what does it mean? G'doy le'eshas ha-Katan. She is a Saita, she's not a Saita, she does drink, she doesn't drink. A posik nach the Rambam needed? Where do you ever find that a Katan should be able to get married? So the Mechas Chinuch says two Eitzes, based on Raid. First Eitz is, there's a Chiddush from the Ribar Barzilai. Avnei B'Luhim brings it in Siman Aleph, and Rabbi Yehuda discusses it in several of his Truvas, who said that even though Me'ikar Adin, a Katan can't get married, but at the same time, if a father feels that it would be the right thing for his son, a katan, and back in the day you could hear this a lot more than today, to be married, zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav, and the father can act as a shliach, you find tzchiyah b'katan, ksubas daf yudalef, the sugi of ger katan, and he can go, and he can marry off his son. And it works within tzchiyah. But al-kapanim says the Minchas Chinuch, the Ribar Barzilai was mechadish to us in the world of Lamdus, and in his world, in the world of Halacha, that there's an idea that a katan could get married. So if a katan could get married, so this is where it would be negeya. It would be negeya in the event that the father was mechadish his son. Al yidei zochel l'adam shloiv b'fanav. This married a gechidish from the Ribar Barzilai. But the Michas Chinuch says that it's dachuk to say this in a Rambam, because the Rambam nowhere in his Yad Chazaka brought this Chiddush, and even though that is a Chiddush that the Gedolei HaPoskim worked with, but at the same time, the Rambam never brought it. And from the fact that the Rambam never brought this Halacha, it certainly feels like the Rambam didn't hold it this. And if it didn't hold like this, it's not mistaba that this is going to be pshat in this Rambam. Says the Michas Chinuch, but I have another Eitzah. The other Eitzah is, we know that if a woman falls Le'ibam to a Katan, if he's 9 years old, so his Bia is considered a Maisa Yibam. In fact, Chazal, whenever they talk about Maimer, so what's the Lashon of Masechtas Yevamos? That Chazal treated Maimer like a Bias Ben Tes. But the point is, a Bias Ben Tes is considered a Yibam. Stating that, there's a big machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, in Kedushin Daf Yotes Amar Aleph, whether the Bia of a Ben Tes is considered a Yibam Deiraisa, or it's only considered a Yibam Rabban. Rashi Shita is, it's a Yibam Deiraisa. Tosfos Shita is, that it only works with the Rabban, and he brings Rayas. One of the Rayas is that Maimer was treated like a Bias Ben Tes, and Maimer only works with the Rabban. So it certainly seems a little bit like the Bias Ben Tes also only works with the Rabban. But the bottom line is, it's a machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. So Zokta Michas Chinuch, maybe, you have no choice but to say that this Rambam, this is a tucked away Rambam, because it's in Hilchas Soita. So in Hilchas Soita, Perik Beis, Halacha Beis, and Halacha Gimel, state on their Rambam that he held like Rashi in Kedushin Daf Yotes Amar Aleph, that Bias Ben Tes works midday Raisa. So really, that machlik is Rashi Tosfos, where the Bias Ben Tes works midday Raisa, the Rabbanan is also tucked away. When we spoke this out, we mentioned that because it's not a Masechtas Yevamos, it's a Masechtas Kedushin. Kedushin Daf Yotes Amar Aleph, the sugis of Yiyud. It's over there that you have a major machlokes Rashi Tosfos that underpins a lot of Yevamos, and that is Bias Ben Tes Midei Raisa Vid Rabbanan. This Rambam is Ben Benoishal talked away. This is Nachin Hilchas Soita. But all this raid here is Shaloibim Kaimai. But maybe says the Michas Chinuch, I don't know how to give Zechinetz with this Rambam. The Rambam has a posik, a drosha to tell me that a Gdoy Leishas HaKotlan is somehow Nismait from Mei Soita. Where did this marriage come from? Cotton can't get married. The Ribar Barzilai, I hear, not in the Rambam. So what's the pshat? Oh, the pshat must be that it was Yibum. He was 9 years old. And to the extent that Bias Ben Tes works, maybe the Rambam Elder works Medeiraisa, but works Medeiraisa. That's why you would need a pasuk on the Deiraisa level to exclude this marriage from being Shaykh to the Parish of Saita. But I saw in the Sefer Meiser Rekeach, Meiser Rekeach is an old Sefer written by one of the Sfardish Gaonim on the Rambam. It's Enif in the Noise Kelim on the Rambam. And he wants to say a gewaldig chiddush for another day. He says that maybe the Rambam was talking about a case where you had a katan, but he was 13 years old. Now, if he's a katan, how's he 13 years old? Because midayraisa, a person doesn't become a gadol when he turns 13. He becomes a gadol when he brings Shtei Cyrus. That's the famous Yamshel Shloimeh, where he says, people make grace about sudas bar mitzvahs. You don't even know if this child is a bar mitzvah yet. But the bottom line is that a person really becomes a bar mitzvah when he brings Shtei Cyrus. So Zokta Maisere Keach, a meiridige chiddush. He says that it could be, the Rambam holds, that as soon as the child turns 13 years old, even if he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, but if he's Higia L'chlal Shonim, Afal Gav Shaloi Higia L'chlal Cyrus, it could be at that point he would be considered a gadol to the point that his marriage would be a marriage. So that's where it's Negeya. It's Negeya, he's 13, he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus. He's a gadol as it relates to being able to get married, but at the same time he's a katan, and that's why he's a smite from Isha with a mapeke lemute that his wife is not going to drink from the Meisaita. Now it's a very big chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because where do you find this chiluk? What is Shonim without Cyrus? If Cyrus is when a person becomes a gadol, so who cares he's 13 years old? Right, why do we make a bar mitzvah when a child turns 13? Why do we treat him as being bar mitzvah? It's based on the Chazak of the Rava that if he's 13 years old, he probably brought Shtei Cyrus. But if we're talking about a child, meaning we know for sure he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, so who cares that he was a gdil l'chal shanim? It's a good kasha, but it's not such a good kasha, because the emphasis is a lot of makaris, that even though it's true a person doesn't become a gadol until he brings Shtei Cyrus, but there is a mailo in shanim, even with having Shtei Cyrus, the most notable marmakim is the Rambam Shita Muflas Samach L'ish. We know that there's a halacha Muflas Samach L'ish, that even though you would think you have to be an adult in order to make a neder, a naziris, a shvuah, but there's a parasha of Muflas Samach L'ish. And there's a machlokes rishonim what Muflas Samach L'ish is. The Rambam Shita is that a Muflas Samach L'ish is that this child is 13 years old, but he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus yet. So you see already in the parasha of Muflas Samach L'ish that there's such a patent. There are other marmakim as well. But either way, three mahalchim maybe had to answer this Rambam Pliya. Again, what's the Rambam Pliya? The Rambam has a pasuk, one of the 15 nashim that don't drink from the Meisaita is a G'dayla Eishas HaKotan. G'dayla Eishas HaKotan is an oxymoron. It's not possible. You can't have a G'dayla Eishas HaKotan because a cotton can't get married. One eats the Reba Brazilai. The second eats would be, it was a Yibum situation. He was 9 years old. We know B.S. Ben Tess is kind of lenient Yibum. The third eats would be, he's Higil L'chal Shonim. He was not Higil L'chal Cyrus. Hadron Alach Arusa, moving along. So we mentioned that one of the themes of Masech Tesoite is that we're going to digress a lot. It's coming up right now. So we're going to start off for about 12 seconds talking about Saita, and then we're going to have digression. Incidentally, there'll be a little Tum of the Tahira digression in this week's Staffin, but most of the digression is going to be very light and a lot of agadata coming up. Zok the Mishnah, Kishem Shamayim Boitkin Oysa, Kach Hamayim Boitkin Oysa, just like the Saita. If she was guilty, the Mayim was Boitik, and the Mayim told the story, so too the Mayim was Boitik him. So meaning, who's him? The Baal. So the Baal, he too would be Nivdak from the Mayim. Shenema, what's the makar to this? It says, Uvo, Uvo. So if you go through the parish of Soit in the Torah, it's very, very wordy. It seems to be a lot of repetition, but it's certainly very, very wordy. Twice the Torah mentions that the water, in the event that she's guilty, is going to penetrate her body and not good things are going to happen. Uvo hamayim hama'orim ho'ele b'meyayich latzpois beten v'lanpul yorich v'amro isha amin amin. Two psukim later. V'hishka so isha es mei hamorim hama'orim Uvova hamayim hamorim limorim. So again, it says the word uvo twice. Kshem shasru labal kachasru labayol. And we learn from, I'm sorry, uvo, uvo, that the mayim was uvo to her, and it was also uvo to him. Next halach. Kshem shasru labal kachasru labayol. Just like isha sish that's mizan is also to her husband, so too she's also to the bayol as well. Shenemar nitma vinitma. Rashi says that the makar is the extra vav. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Kach yodayrish Zechariah ben Akatsev." That Zechariah ben Akatsev used to say the following. Rabbi Yoimi. Rabbi said, "Shnei pama amur beparsha nitma v'nitma echad lebal ve'echad lebal." That it says the word nitma twice in the parsha, and from the fact that it says the word nitma twice, we learn from there echad lebal echad lebal. So we know that a soita is asal lebal. The question is what the makar is. Is the makar The Vav, Nitmav, Vinitmav, who said that? Rabbi Akiva said that, and Rabbi Yeshua added that Kachay Yodorus Chay Ben Akatsov, that Chay Ben Akatsov also said that. He also said, Rabbi Akiva said, that the Makar is the extra Vav. Rabbi said it's not the extra Vav. It's from the fact that it says the word Nitma twice. It says Nitma and it says Vinitma. So from the extra mention of the word, not the Vav, the extra mention of Nitma, that's how you know Echelabal, Echelabal. Zoktimar, Boy Bayoin, on that day. Which day? The day that Rabbi Akiva said this halacha, Nitma, Vinitma teaches me, Geshem Shasru Labal, Kachasru Labal. On that day, Rabbi Akiva sent other drushas as well. How many? Several. And that's really the makar now to the digressions that we're going to have. Incidentally, Rashi says that this boy bayoy wasn't just any day, but ayin mesechtes brachis daf chofches, where the Gemara tells the story that Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, and he had a whole maisa with Rabbi Yeshua, and eventually they overthrew Rabbi Gamliel, and they made Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Nisrabu Hasaf Solin, and a lot of halachas were told at that time. Mesechtes Idis was taught at that time. This is a day that we've spoken a lot about. Be'ezus Hashem and the Chabura is one of the most important days in Jewish history. There was a Talmud that had triggered this whole Shaila. Who was the Talmud? It was the Talmud Rav Shimon. But the bottom line is, Boy Bayoyim is referring to that day. Ayin Rash, maybe we'll talk about it in the course of the week. But either way, on that day, Rabbi Akiva said the following drasha. It says in the Torah, the Chol Kli Cheres, Asher Yipol Mehem El Toichoy, Kol Asher B'Soichoy Yitma, so we're talking about Tumah V'Tayra. This is where the Tumah V'Tayra digression is going to come this week. Specifically, the Tumah V'Tayra of a Kli Cheres. So we know a Kli Cheres has a very unique status in the world of Tumah, specifically in many ways. One of them is it can't be Toivel. But another way is that the way it contracts Tumah is when Tumah comes inside of it. Kol Asher B'Soicha Yitma. It has to be inside. Either way, it's Rabbi Akiva Darsh in this pasuk as follows. He said, Eino Yomer Tameh. The Torah says, Kol Asher B'Soicha Yitma. Really what it should have said grammatically is, Kol Asher B'Soicha Tameh. El Yitma. Why did it say Yitma? L'tamei Acherim. It's coming to teach me that if something's in a Kli Cheres and it becomes Tamei, it has the ability to be Metama something else. So for example, a Sheretz falls into a Kli Cheres. The Sheretz is going to be Metama the Kli Cheres. A Sheretz is an Avatoma. If it falls into a Kli Cheres, it makes the Kli Cheres into a Rishon Latoma. The contents of the Kli Cheres then become Tamei from the Kli Cheres. They become a Sheni Latoma. And the Pasuk is saying that that content that's a Sheni L'Tumah, it's not just Tameh, but it's Yitameh. It has the ability to convey Tumah further. Limeh, so Rabbi Akiva said, you see from here, that a Sheni L'Tumah, al kikra Sheni Shemetameh Sashlishi. It can be Metameh Shlishi. Now we know that a Sheni L'Tumah can be Metameh Shlishi L'Tumah, with the very important caveat, only Truma or Kachim. This pasuk doesn't mention anything about Truma or Kachim, and if that's the case, it would seem to imply that a Sheni can be Metameh Shlishi, even Chulin, Ayin Rashi. But the bottom line is, this was Rabbi Akiva's drasha. He said that you see, Kol Shabbosoichai, not Tameh, Yitma, that the Sheni L'Tumah can be Metameh, can make a Shlishi. Rabbi Yeshua heard this, and he said, Mi Yigal Ofer Meinech, Rabbi Yechim Enzake, ah, Halavai Rabbi Yechim Enzake, you'd be Zoichai the Tchias HaMesim, and you would hear what I just heard, or you would see, Mi Yigal Ofer Meinech, what I just saw. So you saw him because you, Rabbi Yechim and Zaki, used to say, you were always worried that there was going to be a later generation that was going to be Mekel in the world of Tumah V'Tayra. They would say there's no such thing as a Shlishi L'Tumah. Why would they say that? Because there's no Makar. Rashi says that we're going to learn this week that the Makar to Shlishi L'Tumah is a Kal V'Chaymer. And it's not Mefurish anywhere in the Torah. Kal V'Chaymer is one of the Midrash HaTorah addresses them. Abba Mefurish Idos Nisht. And therefore, you always worry that people one day would be Metar a Shlishi. And by the way, they would be Metar a Shlishi even by Truma and Kachim. This is something you were worried about. V'haloi Rabbi Akiva Talmidcha. So said Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yechim and Zaka, your Talmud, Rabbi Akiva, maybe loy mikrim in HaTorah shu tome. He just found a pasuk in the Torah that it's tome even by Chulin. Not Tomei Yitma, that it has the ability to convey Tomei Vayter. Agav, Rabbi Yeshua refers to Rabbi Akiva as a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva wasn't a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Chayra. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, who were both Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But either way, Rabbi Yeshua refers to Rabbi Akiva as being the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But on that day, Torah Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said another drasha. The pasuk says, "Umadoyse mechutz la'ir es pas kedmo alpayim ba'amo." That's pas negev alpayim ba'am. Now, the context of this pasuk is the memches ori alavim. So we know the levim don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, but at the same time, they were given places to live. Obviously, so they were given 48 cities, Ari Miklot, but they have 48 cities where they're able to live. The pasuk is describing the cities. And the pasuk says that surrounding the city, they get 2,000 amas, like landscaping. So there's like 2,000 amas of area that they're able to get. Mikra acharma, but there's another pasuk that describes the area around the city that says, elef amas safif. It says only 1,000 amas. So one pasuk says that it's supposed to be 2,000 amas. Another pasuk says it's 1,000 amas. So Rabbi Akiva, yeah, shalim elef amas. You can't say it's 1,000 shkvar nemer alpayim amas. It says 2,000. Yeah, shalim alpayim amas shkvar nemer elef amas. Okay, so which one is it? Is it 1,000 or is it 2,000? So the Gemara, you have to say like this: elef amas mikrosh. There was 1,000 amas where there was just nothing. The alpayim amas tchum shabbos. The 2,000 amas coming to teach me a whole different. Nothing to do with the Ari Elavim. It's coming to teach me halacha. That's the gate. Every city, 2,000 amas. You can walk outside a city on Shabbos Kodesh. More than 2,000 amas, you can't walk outside of the city. You have a pasuk that teaches me the halacha of Tchumen. Yeah, this is Rabbi Akiva of Masechtas Erev and Fame, who holds Tchumen's Deiraisa. This is Makar. He learned it from a pasuk. We are very interesting Makar. The 2,000 amas that it mentions by the Migrash Elavim, because it can't really mean that the Levim got 2,000 amas because it says already 1,000 amas. So it must be this is what it's coming to teach me. Rabbi Eliezer, Bnei Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Lili Yomer, Rabbi Eliezer, who was the son of Rabbi Yisrael, Lili, said, I have a different shot. This is not talking about Tchum Shabbos. It's saying do a Tchum Shabbos. We're talking about Bati Elavim. We're talking about landscaping. That's nothing to do with Tchum Shabbos. So that, how do you reconcile the steer and the pasukim? Is it 1,000 or is it 2,000? Elef amas, Migrash, 1,000 amas. Nothing. The other 1,000 amas, there was sadeis v'kramim. So there's two dinim in this area, and that's why we're dividing it into two. So in totality, it's 2,000 amas. However, it's made up of 1,000 of migrash and 1,000 of sadeis v'kramim. On that day, Rabbi Akiva said another drush. Oz Yoshe Moishu v'nei Yisrael Sashir Azayis Hashem Vayoyimru Lemar. She ain't Tamad Lemar Lemar. Why did Torah say Lemar? Ah, Tamad Lemar Lemar. But Lamecho Yisrael Oynim Shira Achrev Shal Moishu. The Yidin were responding to Moishu Rabbeinu Shira. It was Oz Yoshe Moishu u'v'nei Yisrael. And how did they do it? Al kol davar v'davar. Moishu Rabbeinu would say something and then they would. Kikoyren es ahal. The same way you read hal. So how do you read halal? Because that's the punchline. They did it the way you read halal. Rashi says, "Begemar mefarish." They did it the way you read Shema. For like kikernes ahal. How do you say Shema? It's like Rashi, Begemar mefarish. So we mentioned a few drushes. Rabbi Akiva said the first was negei arsu yisaita. Now we're going to say even on that day there was a drush for Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanes. Like ofat iyoy vesakadosh baruch el meyahava. Right? You see where all this agadat the digression is going. Eiv served HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eiv was a Baal Yisurin Nifla. He is the muster of what it means to be a Baal Yisurin. Yet Eiv continued to serve Hashem. And not only did he serve Hashem, he was able to serve Hashem on the highest madrega, on the level of Ahava. How do I know that? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Hein yikdaleini lo yayachel. Eiv says, Hashem, even if you kill me, I'm still going to hope for you. And that's a sign of someone that's being oven me Ahava. But the Gemara says, "Vatayin adav shakolay." Even though Eiv said, "Hen yikteleni lo yayachel," but that pasuk itself is not so clear. You know why? Because you can't figure out whether or not he meant to say ani mitzape or eni mitzape. Is it loymet an aleph or is it loymet avov? Meaning, "Hen yikteleni lo yayachel with avov." I'm gonna serve you even if yikteleni. With an aleph means, "Hen yikteleni." Listen, you kill me, lo yayachel. I'm done. Right? So you don't really know how to... Now, if you look at the pasuk, it says it would have up. But if you would hear it, you wouldn't know. And therefore, Tam Eloimas, and therefore, Eiv, Lahoitzi Miliban, he continues, and the end of the pasuk says, Ad Egva, Lahoitzi Masi Mimeni. I'm telling you, Ad Egva, even if you take my life away, I'm still going to be a Tamim with you. Malame Chimei Ahava Os, I'm Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua heard what Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanes says. Rabbi Yeshua is the Stam Rabbi Yeshua in Shas, and he just heard a drasha from a Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanes. And he said, Mi Yigala Ofim Yenech Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Halavai Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, you were around to see this. Shno Yisu, the Irish call you Mecha, you used to always darshan Shli, Ovid Eiv, Esam, Mokam, Elam, Yira. Then it goes, that Eiv, even though he served Hashem, but it was Meira, he was just afraid of everything that was happening to him. Shenema Ishtam, Biyasha, Yirei, Elikim, Vesur Meira. Follow Yeshua, but this Yeshua, as in Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanes, who's Talmud Talmidcha, who's a Talmud of your Talmud. Rabbi Akiva was really also a Talmud Talmidcha, but Rabbi Yeshua didn't say that for some reason. But as in relates to Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanes, he refers to him as a Talmud Talmidcha, who's Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanes, his Rebbe. Last Rashi on the Yom, Talmida is Rabbi Akiva, because he's a Talmud Rabbi Akiva, who Rabbi Yeshua is referring to as a Talmud Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, which means really it should be a Talmud Talmidcha, right? Ben Benoishal Talmidcha. But the bottom line is, Lomach may have also the Yad of a car that he was over me. I have a. This concludes a very long, yet a very, very light Mishnah. So just to end the daf with two light ha'aris. The first, very light ha'aris. So the daf began with a heavier halacha. A machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonah. Shmuel said Yisa Duma Val Yisa Bas Duma. Rabbi Yochanan said Yisa Bas Duma Val Yisa Duma. What's a Duma? A Duma is a woman that people are miranin in Achareh that she's being Mizana. So Shmuel said, in a Bediyevit situation, you can marry a Duma. But don't marry a Bas Duma. Don't marry that Duma's daughter. Why? Because at the very least, this Duma, you know she comes mitipa kshera. But as it relates to the Baz Duma, you don't know who her father is. It might be a mamzer, it might be a Rebbe Kechavim. And why would you marry a woman where you don't know finvanetzishtam? Her father's a mamzer, so this impacts her yichus. If he's a Rebbe Kechavim, it impacts her yichus. So you want to marry a Duma? It's bedieved. But never marry a Baz Duma. Rabbi Yochanan said just the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan said, Yisa Adam Baz Duma, Va'al Yisa Duma. I thought it was interesting that Shmuel would be the Baal Memra of this halacha, that Yisa Duma, Va'al Yisa Bas Duma. We know that Shmuel's father was one of the great Amoraim in Shas. He's known as Avuah de Shmuel. Avuah de Shmuel is Shmuel's father, and he's one of the most often mentioned, underrated Amoraim in Shas. Avuah de Shmuel's father's name was Abba. Abba bar Abba HaKoyen. It's a Gemara Masechtas Brachos Daf Yud Ches. Yet, he's not known by his name, but rather he's known as Abba bar Abba. And the question is why. So Pashup Shad is, because although Avuah de Shmuel was great, one of the greatest Amoraim to ever live, but at the same time, Shmuel, his son, was that much greater. And it was a bigger yichus to refer to Abba bar Abba, not by his name, but rather he should be known as Avuah de Shmuel. Meaning, it just brings out the greatness of who Shmuel was. You're talking about someone who's quoted throughout Shas, but at the same time, as Shmuel's tata, he's the Ashrei Eladotai of Shmuel, and therefore he was known as Avuah de Shmuel. That's the Pashup Shad. And Emma says, I found the Davar Chadash, in Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. So the Seder HaDoiris, part of it was reprinted in the last year or two, and in the back of the first volume of the new edition of Seder HaDoiris, there's Miluim. So if you look in the Miluim under Ois Aleph, so it's referring to Abba bar Abba, HaKoyen, Avuah de Shmuel. So they have a little bit of a discussion, like an academic-ish discussion, with regards to why Abba bar Abba was known as Avuah de Shmuel. And they bring here that the Pashup Shad is because of the greatness in Shmuel. So I don't know who's writing here, but he has a beautiful Hosafa. He says that if you look in Talmud Yerushalmi, Avuah de Shmuel is also mentioned many, many, many times. But over there, he's usually not referred to as Avuah de Shmuel. There, he's usually referred to as Abba bar Abba. So in Talmud Bavli, he's always Avuah de Shmuel. It's mamash yediyah. It's a maramokim. It's a fun fact. It's an answer to a trivia question. What was Avuah de Shmuel's name, really? Oh, right. It's a Gemara, Brachos Yud Ches, you know it's Abba bar Abba. But in Yerushalmi, Abba bar Abba is doch Echa b'nei Chaburu. He's always mentioned. So the Taina, it supports very much this theory. Why? Because in Bavel, Shmuel was doch the Mara da Asra. He was Rosh Hashiva, he was the Rav in Nahardah, which was the big city. So in Bavel, it was a yichas to be, Avuah de Shmuel. But in Eretz Yisrael, that was the Asrid, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Vo. That was already a whole different kilo. So over there, what? Avuah de Shmuel. So over there he was known as Abba bar Abba. So it's Mamash Meiridik in Bavel, where Shmuel is it and everything revolves around him. So over there he'd be known as Avuah de Shmuel. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, not that way. But I'll kopon him, if you look in the Seyda Adairis says that I think that the reason Shmuel was father was known as Avuah de Shmuel is based on a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya that's brought down by the Rishonim. In fact, Tosfos in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, references this story. He gives a very, very short version of it. And Tosfos says as follows, quote, he says that you find an Uvda da Avuah de Shmuel, Shaholach l'Medina Sayam. He was in Medina Sayam, and his wife was back home. Uba al Yedei Shem. And he used one of the Shemes HaKodesh to go be with his wife, Veshimesh V'Hoyler Eshmul. And Shmuel was born. So it says the Seyda Adairis, there seems to be a Maisa that happened where at the time that Shmuel's mother became pregnant with Shmuel, Avuah de Shmuel was away. He was in Medina Sayam. But he came Al Yudei, one of the Shemes, and through one of those Shemes, suddenly he arrived, Mishamesh Mitasai, went back to Medina Sayyam, and from there Shmuel was born. So he said, Yesh Loima, that the Litzani Hadar would be Miranin after Shmuel, and they were saying that he doesn't come from Tipa Ksheira. He really comes from Tipa Psula. Why? Because where was the father? He came Al Yedei Shem. So in the Olam's mind, it just didn't seem so reasonable. And that's why Shmuel's father became known as Avur de Shmuel. It was Lahoitzim Eliben Shal Tzadokim, like Rashi says in the beginning of Parashas told us, right? Avram Hoyled Es Yitzchak, because the Litzani Ador was saying, May Avimelech Nesab Rasara. So to make it clear that no, that's not what happened. And therefore he becomes known as Avur de Shmuel. But Al Kopanim, it's just interesting that Shmuel himself, who came from such a situation, it's Shmuel's the Baal Memra in our Sugya, Yisa Adam Duma, the Al Yisa Bas Duma. That's the first Ara. The second light Ara is that the Mishnah, and really the Perek began, Kishem Shamayim Boitken Oysa, Kach Hamayim Boitken Oysa, Shenema, the Pasuk says, Uvahu, Uvahu. So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, the first Tosfos, Yerushalmi. It says in the Torah, Hama'orim. Omer Rav Tanchuma, Minyan Hama'orim, Neged Remache Vorim Sheyesh Ba, V'neged Remache Vorim Sheyesh Ba. The gematria of the word Hama'orim is 596. What's the remez? It's 248 times 2. 248 times 2, and the point is, it's 496, and the remez is that the Mayim is Boidik, Sai, his Ramach Evarim, and the Mayim is Boidik, her Ramach Evarim as well. If you look at the Balatur Malateira, the Balatur brings this remez that Hama'orim is the gematria of Ramach times 2 to bring out this point that the Mayim was Boidik, his Ramach Evarim, and it was Boidik, her Ramach Evarim as well. But the emes is, this gematria is a little bit shver. I don't know if you guys catches on gematrias, but this gematria is a little bit shver. Why? Because the Gemara Masechet is very good. There's a Gemara Masechet is Bechairis, Daf Mem Heim and Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Maisa, there was a story b'talmid of Rabbi Yishmael. With the talmidim of Rabbi Yishmael, she sholku zoyna achash and is chayiv sreifel amelach. There was a zoyna that was chayiv sreifel amelach. It sounds like it wasn't Bezdin that gave her sreifel, but it was the melech that gave her sreifel. Anyways, they took this zoyna and sholku, they cooked her body, batku, and they counted up her evarim. Umatsuba masayim v'chamishim v'shnai. There were 252 evarim. So they come running to the Rebbe, Rabbi Yishmael. They say, everyone knows it's remach evarim. So what's going on over here? How come she has 252 amalehem? So he told them, Shema b'isha b'dakdem. Maybe this was an isha. Shahoysav la'akosav. You find that she has four additional evarim. Shnei tzirim v'shnei dalsois. But Al Kapanim, you see in the Gemara that a woman doesn't have 248 Evarim, she has 252 Evarim. So L'chaira, how does the Ramesh them? Again, Ein Meshivin, maybe Al Gematrius. But the bottom line is that here the Gematria is supposed to be 248 times 2. L'chaira, it's 248 plus 252. It's an even 500. But the point is, L'chaira, the math doesn't work out. So if that's the case, it's a little bit of an error. The emes is, you know who asks this kasha? The Rekeach asks this kasha. So the Rekeach, underrated, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, brings a lot of these Ramazim like the Baal HaTurim does. And on this word, Hama'orim, Begematria Beis Pomim Ramach, Beyushalmi Besoita, Kashem Shamayim Boitken Oysa, Kach Leboil, Ramach Shaloi, V'Ramach Shaloi, says the Rekeach, Afal Pisha Yeshla Dalad Evarim Yoiser Bibachiris. Even though the Gemara says in Masechtas Bechairis that she has four additional Evarim, no. He doesn't answer the question, but he says, still, this is a good remez. But Pchinis Ein Meshivin. But this is what the Rekeach says. But I found a beautiful Maramakim. The Chidah in the Sefer Dvash Lefi, which is also one of the Chidah's Simonim type Svarim. So this is a Mareche Samach. So he brings the Baal HaTurim, who quotes this remez, and he says, the Yesh Lahaven, he asks the Kash of the Rekeach, Dishnel Isha Reishlun Beis. I don't understand how it works. Not 496, it's 500. The Efsher Zokdem. Maybe the Pshad is the Mishum, the Aminu B'Pachir, Stachman Heimat Aleph. The Evarim Hayeserim B'Isha Eina Metama B'Oil. That even though a woman has four extra Evarim, but those four extra Evarim are not Metama B'Oil. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Zoysa Torah Adam Kiyamus B'Oil. And it has to be Dover Hashava L'Chal Adam. Im Kain, Iker Evarim Ho Isha Ramach. So what emerges is that the Iker Evarim of an Isha is Ramach. Because the extra four that she has are not chashiv, the ena metamim ba'ayil ela remach. The ayin bePesach inayim mesachtes halos. Take a look at what I wrote. The Pesach inayim mesachtes halos. But Al Kopanim, the Chida asks this kasha. He was mechavin to the Rekeach's kasha, and I zok that teretz. The teretz is that it's before in that Gemara that those four extra evarim are not matame ba'oil, and because they're not matame ba'oil, loy chashivi. They're not choshev. And if they're not choshev, it's not going to be shver. So just to end, in the last machzer, we spoke out many times a tshuva from the Minchas Aluzer. And it's in Shail Tshuva's Minchas Aluzer, Chelik Beis, it's Simin Chafei. The Shail asked him that we know that if a person says Kriyishma b'yichidus, so what's the halacha? You're supposed to say Keil Melech Neman. Why? Because Kriyishma has 245 words. It's Keneged the Ramach Evarim. The problem is, Ramach Evarim is 248, right? The math is all off today. So, how's it 245? So, when you daven B'tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur says, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, he chazes it over, and that's in your mashlim, your 248. But if you daven in B'chidus, then you don't have Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So, what you're supposed to do is, you're supposed to say, Keil Melech Neman, and you say, Keil Melech Neman, like this, you're going to be mashlim. So, the Shoyal asked the Michas Aluzer a Geshmaka question. He asked him, what about a woman that's davening B'chidus? Should she say Keil Melech Neman or should she not say Keil Melech Neman? Why not? Because the whole Indian is to be Mashlum the Ramach. She anyways is Reishlun Beis. So it doesn't sound like she's part of this Cheshman. Because she's anyways Chasser. So if she's anyways Chasser, maybe there's no Indian for her to say Keil Melech Neman. So Mechzaluza wrote back to him that the emes is that, you know, you're asking a kasha that Ramach Keneged Ramach, as if you understand this Indian. Really, you don't understand this Indian. When we say that there's 248 words in Kriyashma, it's not Keneged the Ramach Ivarim of the person, but it's Keneged the Ramach Ivarim of the Zer Ampin, which he says is in Yoni Kabbalah, and he says, I have no choice but to tell you a little bit about Kabbalah, and gets involved in Kisvei Ari and Grace Ha'ichazachin, way, way, way above my pay grade. But the bottom line is, he says the Indian of Ramach, it's not the Ramach of the person saying Kriyashma. It's the Ramach of the Zer Amplin and the Shechino, and being that it's the Ramach of the Shechino, so therefore it's nothing to do with who's saying it. Just like the man can say what he needs to say to be Mashlum the Ramach Keneged the Zer Amplin, so to the woman would be able to do the same thing. But Al-Kaponim, that's the truth from the Minchas Aluzer. But I think this Chidah is a little bit of a Tzushtel, because although it's true that a woman has Reish Nun Beis Eivarim, but it's Mavur that this Reish Mem Ches Eivarim Chashuvim, as it relates to Choshev, it's Reish Mem Ches, just like you see in the Yerushalmi, the Balatum, and the Rekeach, that in this Remez of Hamme Orim, it's what? It's 496. What do you mean it should be 500? Because we need the four extra Eivarim of the Ish, the Teretz is Hoyo Volei Matame Ba'oil, Loi Chashivi. So it could be that even though it's true a woman has Reish Nun Beis, but there's still an Indian of Reish Mem Ches. His Reish Mem Ches Chashivi. So it could be a passes the Reish Mem Ches, and at the very least to be Mashlum the Reish Mem Ches. And the emes is, you find this Indian of Reish Mem Ches in many places in Chazal. Right, the Gemara in the end of Masechtas Makis, Dorash Rav Samloi, 613 mitzvahs, right? 611 through Moshe, and it's Keneged what? The 613 is, and you have 248 mitzvahs Sasei, Keneged the Rav Machi Varim, and you have 365 Lois Sasei, Keneged the Shasogin. A woman has 252. And by the way, a woman has less mitzvahs Sasei than a man does. She's parted from all the mitzvahs Sasei, she has Mangarama, and others as well. So the bottom line is that Hadazichtim and the Frat. Ramach has so many Ramazim in Chazal. So what, a woman somehow, she's excluded from all these Ramazim. I think the Teretz is this Chidah is Mamish, it's a Pesach Inayim, pun intended. And Mamish opens up our eyes to understand this Inyan a little bit better. And that is, it's true, a woman has Reish Nun Beis. But there's Reish Mem Ches Eivarim Chashuvim, the same Inyan of Ramach that you have by a man, you have by a woman. B'chayrus memhei, notwithstanding. You see, the Rekech wasn't so small from the Kasha. The bottom line is, that's why you have the remez in our sugya of Hama'arim. That's why a woman also says Keil Melech Neman. Not paskening, but maybe that's why a woman would also say Keil Melech Neman. If she's not b'chides, the Chatchid, maybe she's not with a minion, but if she's not b'chides, so you have the Reish Memches, Reish Memches, and that's why it stems with all the different Ramazim that you find with regards to the Misper of Ramach.